This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. And it's a special edition today as we have ditched our regular format and we're doing a theme, actually two themes. Hour number 1 was April Songs, welcome to the fourth month, by the way. And this hour, we're doing the name game, female edition. That's right, songs that have women's names in the title. Now, we've done this subject before, I just haven't had a chance to go back and check my notes to find the date, but it's been a while, and we might have leftovers for a part 2. But let's get started with some of the more familiar female names of song, beginning in 1937 with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, Marie. From 1937, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and Marie, featuring Jack Leonard on the vocals. I love that contrast of the smooth Leonard singing the melody with the boys in the band, chanting out a counter melody, and leading into that wonderful trumpet solo by Bunny Berrigan. Now, Marie was written as a waltz by Irving Berlin. And the story goes that this arrangement was based on a chart by Doc Wheeler and his Sunset Royal Serenaders. The two bands were on the same bill in Philadelphia in 1936, and they made a deal. Dorsey gave Wheeler 8 arrangements in exchange for Wheeler's version of Marie. Well, 1 year earlier, Benny Goodman's quartet did an updated version of this girl song. It's Dinah. Thank you. Recorded in Hollywood in August of 1936, Benny Goodman's quartet and Dinah. Of course, it was Benny on clarinet, Teddy Wilson piano, Lionel Hampton vibes, and Gene Krupa on the drums. Well, here in hour number two, we're doing female names. Yeah, some of the ladies of song in the standard era. And I'm sure you thought of this one. It's Linda by the Ray Noble Orchestra.
Hello, cutie. What's your name?
Fresh. I don't talk to strangers.
Oh, I'm no stranger. Been waiting every evening for you to walk by.
Keep waiting. I'm still walking.
Oh, what's your name?
None of your business.
Pretty name. But I'll just call you Linda.
Well, how did you guess?
When I go to sleep, I never count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda. And lately it seems, in all of my dreams, I walk with my arms about Linda. But what good does it do me? For Linda doesn't know I exist. Can't help feeling gloomy. Think of all the loving I have missed. We pass on the street, my heart skips a beat. I say to myself, hello, Linda. If only she'd smile, I'd stop her a while, and then I would get to know Linda. But miracles still happen, and when my lucky star begins to shine, with one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
Where I live.
Well, could I see you again sometime?
Maybe.
How about Saturday night?
Well.
Shall I pick you up at 8?
Okay.
Oh, boy, that's a date.
Bye now.
So miracles do happen, and now my lucky stars begin to shine. With one lucky break, I'll make Linda mine.
From 1947, Ray Noble's band with Buddy Clark, Linda, and playing the role of Linda, unbilled on the record label, was Noble's girl singer, Anita Gordon. Next on our ladies' list is Lorraine, as in Sweet Lorraine. And here's the first recording of that standard by the King Cole Trio in 1940.
I'm as happy as a baby boy, boy, with another brand new choo-choo joy. When I met my sweet Lorraine, 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 a pair of eyes that are brighter than the summer skies. When you see them, you realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. Now when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile. Oh, oh. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle. Oh, oh. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away. I can't wait until that lucky day when they'll marry sweet Lorraine. Raining, I don't miss the sun, because it's in my baby's smile, ho, ho. And to think that I'm the lucky one that will lead her down the aisle, ho, ho, ho. Each night I pray that no one will steal her heart away, oh God. I can't wait until that lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine.
In 1943, Nat King Cole would do another version of Sweet Lorraine after he had signed with Capitol Records, which became a hit and the one we recognize today. But this was the very first track he put down with Decca Records in December of 1940. And Nat Cole was just 21 years old when they put that down. Of course, the guitar by Oscar Moore, and on the bass was Wesley Prince. Sweet Lorraine, one of the lovely ladies of song on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and here in hour number two, we're playing the Name Game, female edition. How about this one by the King Sisters? They do Rose O'Day.
Johnny McCarthy loved Rosie O'Day. She was the prettiest thing, and every night in his sweet Irish way, under her window he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, falderalda, balderalda, boom. To the A, Rose of Day, Rose of Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinnamarusha, falderalda, balderalda, boom. To the A,
you're daring, you're darling, you're oh so lovely.
That's what I mean when I say. Shinnamarusha, falderalda, balderalda, boom, toody boom, toody boom, toody boom, toody ay.
Four King Sisters, Yvonne, Louise, Alice, and Donna. And that was Rose O'Day, a minor hit for them in 1942, the same year that Kate Smith had the big hit version of the song. Of course, hers was done in waltz time, but that arrangement for the sisters done in two. And they were backed up by Alvino Ray's orchestra. Well, our next lady is celebrated by Tony Bennett, Stella by Starlight.
The song Robin sings through years of endless springs. The murmur of a brook at eventide that ripples by a nook where two lovers hide. A great symphonic theme that's stellar by starlight and not a dream. My heart and I agree. She's everything on earth to me. My heart and I agree. She's everything on earth to me. She's everything on earth to me.
Tony Bennett and Stella by Starlight from his 1961 album, My Heart Sings. The orchestra was led by Ralph Burns, and it featured Bernie Leighton on piano. Eddie Costa played vibes, Barry Galbraith guitar, on the tenor sax, Danny Bank. And one other note, in the trumpet section was Doc Severinsen. All right, last segment we had Sweet Lorraine. Here, from 1933, it's Bing Crosby doing Sweet Sue, with a piano intro by Lenny Hayden.
The one I love, sweet Sue, just you. And the moon on high knows the reason why. Oh, Sue, just you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you. Do-do-da-da-da-ding, di-di-di-do-da-do-ding, do-do-da-di-di-do-da-do-ding, di-di-di-do-da-do-ding, di-di-di-da-da-da-da, di-di-di-di-do-da-do-ding, di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di- No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. Without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all of the time. How soon, just you.
In early 1933, Bing Crosby was in the studio recording Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Well, that took a lot of work. And to lighten up the session a little bit, Crosby decided to add Sweet Sue. And he gave his accompanist, Lenny Hayton, a chance to stretch out his fingers a little bit. Well, here's another famous woman of song, and she has two names. It's Maria Elena, done by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra.
Maria Elena, you're the answer to a prayer. Maria Elena, can't you see how much I care? To me, your voice is like the echo of a sigh. And when you're near, my heart can't speak above a sigh. Maria Elena, say that we will never part. Maria Elena, take me to your heart. A love like mine is great enough for two to share. This love is really all I ask of.
Maria Elena, a song that came out of Mexico in 1932, was given English lyrics, and it became a hit for the Jimmy Dorsey Band in 1941, featuring Bob Eberly at the microphone. Now, Maria Elena went to the top of the charts, but it was actually on the flip side of Green Eyes. So that was a smash for Jimmy Dorsey's band, a double number one record. We're honoring our best girls on This Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, a special edition of the show. We have gone with two different themes. In hour number one, it was April songs. And here in the second half, we're doing the female version of the name game. And here's a treat for you. This is from the 1935 movie Broadway Gondolier. I've never seen the film. I just happened to stumble across it. And it's where the song Lulu's Back in Town debuted. And it's sung by Dick Powell and the Mills Brothers.
Where's that careless chambermaid? Where'd she put my razor blade? She mislaid it, I'm afraid. It's got to be found. Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I just can't lose it, I gotta use it.
Lulu's back in town. Got to get the old tuxedo pressed. Got to sew a button on my vest. Cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Got to get half a buck somewhere. Got to shine the shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town.
Where's that careless chambermaid? When she put my razor blade, she mislaid it, I'm afraid.
Say, boy, it's got to be found.
Ask her when she cleaned my room, what she did with my perfume. I just can't lose it, I've got to use it, cause Lulu's back in town.
She back again?
Yeah.
You got to get your old tuxedo pressed.
All right, tonight.
You got to sew a button on your vest, cause tonight you gotta look your best. Why?
Lulu's back in town.
You gotta get yourself a half a buck somewhere.
All right, tonight.
You gotta shine your shoes and slick your hair. You gotta get yourself a fresh boutonniere.
Lulu's back in town.
I'm gonna tell all his pets.
He's got a million.
All his Harlem coquettes.
Oh, so many.
Mr. Otis regrets.
I'm afraid that he won't be around.
I'll tell the mailman not to call. He won't be back home until the late fall.
And he might not get back home at all.
You're telling me.
Lulu's back in town.
See false, see fizzy bone, see fossy bee, see face, see false, see fossy.
Lily's back, no, Lulu's back,
Flossie's back.
I said Lulu's back.
Lulu's back in town.
I hope you're happy.
Lulu's back in town.
Oh, that was fun. From the 1935 movie Broadway Gondolier, Lulu's Back in Town with Dick Powell and the Mills Brothers, Donald, Herbert, Harry, and John Jr. Well, here's another movie song, Rosalie, from the 1937 film of the same name. It was sung in the picture by Nelson Eddy, but it's done here by Vera Lynn.
When knighthood was in flower and a man would amaze, beneath her sacred bar, he sang a serenade. I dare, I suppose, it's late, heaven knows, it blows and it snows, but anyway. Rosalie,
What a voice. No auto-tune or pitch correction needed, just raw talent. Vera Lynn from 1938, Rosalie. Well, here's yet another movie song. This one came from Las Vegas Nights. It was performed by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra with Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers. Dolores.
How I love the kisses of Dolores.
Oh, I love her eyes.
Dolores. Doo-doo. Not Marie or Emily or Doris.
None of them, but
only my Dolores.
Just Dolores.
From a balcony above me, she whispers love me and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores,
to be near her.
Dolores, I was made to serenade Dolores.
Serenade her chorus after chorus.
Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. Like wine, what a break if I could make Dolores
mine, all mine.
Dolores, written by Frank Lesser and Louis Alter, made a hit by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Frank Sinatra and the Pied Pipers, 1941. Well, here's another famous lady of song, and she was made popular by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra and the Weavers.
Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down. Now me and my wife are parted. I'm gonna take another stroll downtown.
Irene, good night.
Into the river and drown.
Stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene.
A blockbuster in 1950 for Gordon Jenkins and the Weavers. Good night, Irene. It's Ladies' Day here on Seems Like Old Times. We're putting the finishing touches on today's Seems Like Old Times. And before we go, let me remind you about our website. It is oldtimesradio.com. Information about the show is there, our schedule of upcoming programs, the affiliates list, and of course the Listen Now page where you can hear previous shows on demand. We're on social media as well, Facebook and X, or Twitter if you still like to call it that. And of course, the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Now we have time for a few more ladies of song. Here's Gene Krupa's band with Jerry Krueger. Fare thee well, Annie Laurie. Jerry Krueger sang with Duke Ellington and a number of other acts associated with the Duke, most notably Cootie Williams' band. But in 1938, she recorded that one with the Gene Krupa Orchestra, Fare Thee Well, Annie Laurie. Well, here's another lady tune that came from the movies, the Americanization of Emily, and it's sung by Andy Williams.
Emily, 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 has the murmuring sound.
Emily, written by Johnny Mandel and Johnny Mercer. Now, it was the title song to the Americanization of Emily, but it wasn't sung in the movie, so it couldn't be nominated for a Grammy. But it was recorded by a number of artists over the years, including Andy Williams. And in 1964, he put it on the B-side of his hit, Dear Heart. And the orchestra was led by Robert Mercy. All right, here's our final girl song of the day. It's by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. This is Delilah.
None to compete with Delilah. Arm full of charm and a poor dream alarm, that's Delilah.
Angels tip their halos,
the moon straightens his tie, and weeping willows smile
as she goes by.
I would share with Delilah. Heaven would be anywhere I could see my Delilah.
I'll grow strong as Samson
when she whispers I do.
I'll hand her the moon and declare,
Delilah, it's for you. Anywhere I could see my Delilah.
I'll grow strong as Samson
when she whispers I do.
I'll hand her the moon and declare,
Delilah, it's for you.
From 1941, Glenn Miller's orchestra with Tex Beneke on the Modern Airs, Delilah, arranged by Billy May, and on guitar was Bobby Hackett. You think of him as a trumpeter, of course, but dental surgery had left his lip in bad shape. He was in debt after his band had failed, so Miller hired him as a guitarist. Of course, he would get back to playing trumpet, including his famous solo on A String of Pearls. Well, that's it for today's show, my friends. Hope you've enjoyed this special edition. We'll get back to our regular format next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.